The Jason Rantz Show.
Always glad to see Seattle radio host Jason Rantz.
It's always a pleasure to watch you and a pleasure now to host you.
Jason, I just love your coverage of what's been going on in Seattle.
Jason, this is as bad as it gets in America.
Jason Rantz, great to see you. Thank you.
Long Form, presented by Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals.
Well, Puyallup High School is back in the news again on this show, thanks to a teacher by the name of Raquel Stanley, a biology teacher who decided this week to shame her students into getting vaccinated. And those who are unvaccinated, they were told they don't really belong in the school and that they are killing people by spreading COVID. It is obviously an inappropriate way to conduct a class. Now, part of the reason why we know what happened, at least part of what happened in class, is because a student decided to take out a cell phone and record it. And over the course of 2 minutes during this almost tirade by this teacher, she says a lot of things that caught the attention of the school. Now, the school has confirmed that they are investigating what happened. They said, as soon as we became aware of the incident, we took immediate steps to launch an investigation with staff and students. The teacher is currently on paid leave. We're in the process of finding out what occurred in class in addition to what was captured in the 2-minute video recording. There's obviously some more to this story. Joining me on the line is the student who took the video along with his mother, Tanner and Tanya. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Hi, Jason.
So, Tanner, I want to start with you. Take us through what happened on Monday.
Some of us didn't have our mask above our nose, and she asked us to put them above our nose, which we did. And then she said one of her friend's friends died from COVID, and if he had the vaccine, then he would have lived. Which then I said, that's not true. And then she went on that rant.
And some of what she said to you is caught on this video. Take us through some of the comments that she made that you thought maybe went a little bit too far.
That we were going to kill everyone if we didn't get the vaccine, and that we were killing people, and that we shouldn't go to public schools.
And that's very clearly on the video that you took. The school is saying, hey, we've only got 2 minutes worth of video. It's possible that there's some more context that could better explain what happened. Tanner, is there any more context that was not video recorded in your view?
Not really.
Yeah, so this is not appropriate content to get in front of any students at a school. Tanya, your son comes home, tells you what happened. What came next?
Well, he actually sent me the videos because this had happened previous in the school year. He had said that she had went on kind of a rant about the similar vaccines, and so I had said, hey, next time that happens, why don't you video it? I just want to see it for myself. And so he did, and he sent it to me, and I turned around and went directly to the school, and I went in and asked to talk to an administrator. And they put me through to Ms. Ridenour, and she immediately just said that they had opened an investigation on it. And I wanted to have a little bit more of a conversation. I was upset. I think that, you know, it's scary what this teacher's saying to the kids. It's already divided.
Yeah.
I mean, the students are divided. People in general are divided. And I just thought putting this out there and actually shaming them, and I thought it was somewhat bullying, you know, and Ms. Ridenour, she refused to even engage in a conversation. She just kept saying that they had opened an investigation and that Tanner was, he was more than welcome to come in and make a statement. And I kind of tried to talk to her a little bit more about it and tell her my concerns about it. You know, I was concerned. And she just kept saying the same thing. It was very scripted responses. And so finally, after about the third time, she said that Tanner was welcome to make a statement. I just said, why? There's a video. You know, he doesn't really need to make a statement. He has it on video. And she just said that, you know, we needed to delete that, you know, that he wasn't supposed to do that.
Wow.
But I asked him to. I wanted to see it for myself. And then it was pretty much the end of conversation at that point, and I haven't been contacted since.
Now, obviously, saying as you recount it, that she wants you to delete the video does not seem like the school is taking it seriously. But the district, in the statement that you heard me read, says they are taking it seriously. I know that today some students were pulled from class so they could provide some, you know, witness testimony as to what happened. Tanner, what was it like in school today?
It was very weird. People that were in that class kept getting pulled out, and then I got pulled out to write a witness form, and she told me to send her the video and stuff, which I didn't.
You did not?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I told her she could find it on Facebook.
Okay. That's a little smart-ass answer, but I kind of like that. I'm not going to lie. So are you, Tanya, distrusting of the school? Do you think that they might not take this as seriously as they should?
No, I don't trust that they will. I know that this particular teacher has been mentioned at a school board meeting for things that she said. I know that it sounds like she's made similar rants and comments even last spring when the kids came back to school. I don't have a lot of faith. I think right now that school, you know, it's more about masks than it is teaching. I just don't have a lot of faith. And the response that I got from David Sunich didn't make me feel like he was even interested in talking to us.
And who is that?
That's the superintendent.
Okay. So you contacted him. Why do you feel like he wasn't taking this seriously?
I just didn't feel like his response, you know, we asked him, you know, we would have liked to have been contacted. I thought that this warranted a conversation. And nobody was interested in having that. It was just, you know, they wanted us to basically go away and be quiet.
Now, in fairness, Tanya, I will say this. It's possible, because this is an HR issue, that they can only tell you so much if it's an open investigation, and they're waiting to find out what happened. I will give them that. On the other hand, this idea that they tell you that you should delete the video is very clearly not a good sign. But now that we're talking about it, something tells me they're going to be taking it a lot more seriously. Tanner, what has this teacher done in the past?
She just mentioned the vaccinations and, like, just the masks, though.
But what specifically was she saying? Because obviously if it's just, hey, kids, you got to wear your mask because it is the rules, that would be understandable, if not annoying. It's understandable. But did she ever go too far, in your view?
Like when she was yelling at us and stuff.
So she's previously just yelled about it. She's not had calm conversations, in your opinion.
Oh, she's never, like, about the vaccine, but she's always, like, said, guys, put your mask on, like, it's kind of serious. And then she kind of freaked out about it when she had her friend died or something.
Yeah. Have you ever spoke?
Which, that's understandable.
Yeah, and again, I understand why someone might be emotional. You're not supposed to really take it out on kids, but I suppose I understand the emotion. Tanner, have you ever had a conversation with her about it maybe being inappropriate?
No.
Why not?
I have no clue.
Did you not feel comfortable? Was this just something that you were just going to deal with? Because I imagine it's not always easy to tell a teacher that, hey, you're not being appropriate with the way you're talking to us.
I did tell her that when she was at the kind of the end, when she was yelling, or kind of done yelling at us. I was like, you're not really supposed to talk about that. And she kind of laughed it off.
Mm-hmm. Tanya, what do you think is a good resolution here? What do you want to see happen?
What I want to see is I don't want kids bullied over choice. I made this choice for Tanner. I didn't ask him if he wanted the vaccine. I'm not comfortable with him getting it yet. I don't have enough information. And I've had a good amount of people that are close within my friend group have friends and whatnot who have had severe reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want her I don't want my kids bullied over a decision that I made for them right now. I don't want them told that they are killing people, that they are so selfish.
Yeah.
I worry about if another child's family member dies and they're going to hear Mrs. Stanley saying it was these people's fault. I mean, I don't know what that brings. I don't know what kind of consequences that has.
No, I think that is a fair concern to raise. I'm glad you raised it. I was especially glad, Tanner, that not just you, but a lot of your classmates push back at some of this. You know, generally, you're not supposed to talk back to a teacher, but when she's inviting that kind of response, sometimes students don't say anything, but you decided to stand up and say something. Just last question for you, Tanner. How do you feel right now going back into that class once she's back?
It'll be weird.
Are you
Yeah.
Are you fearful at all that she might retaliate? Or do you think that, you know, once this is settled, she'll do the right thing?
I think once it's settled, she'll do the right thing.
Good. And that's a good place to be, actually. That's a very mature place for you to be. We'll continue to reach out to the school once we get some more answers on how the investigation goes. We'll certainly report it. And, of course, Tanner and Tanya, feel free to loop me in as to any help you might need as, you know, they kind of figure out what's going on. But I really appreciate you guys telling your story. I appreciate you being on top of things enough, Tanner, to pull out that phone real quickly and record some of what happened, because it's wrong what happened. Flatly, it's inappropriate content. What I saw in the video. If there's more, we'll hear from the investigation and we'll see what goes on. Tanner and Tanya, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. If you want to watch that video, by the way, I've got it up right now at ktth.com. You can also text the keyword RANTZ, R-A-N-T-Z, to 1-800-465-8770. Right now, let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.